जो तेरी रहमत का मुनकर हो।
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We welcome our listeners to this program. It's just for the Hajj season, a few days are left, and Al-Hajjul Mabroor. So we are hoping and we're making dua for the Hujjaj. And what dua should we be making? Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al-Hajj. Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj This is the supplication, the dua that we should be engaging in abundantly, because once their Hajj is accepted, insha'Allah, Allah will grant them that Al-Hajjul Mabroor, the accepted Hajj, because they return as newborn babies, and then they have an effect, it's a ripple effect. They change their lives, and then others look towards them, and they also want to then change their lives for success. Imagine in this world where you can see the current situation, you know the objectives, you don't need no Mossad or any spyware to find out what is their objectives. Allah Azza wa Jal has already exposed their plans, their plots, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِعُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they intend, they wish to extinguish the light of Allah Azza wa Jal with their mouths. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِعُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. With their mouthpieces, we say, they use all the news outlets. But guess what? وَيَعْبَى اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal rejects this. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهِ. Except that Allah Azza wa Jal will complete His nur. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kuffar grow in hatred, grow in dislike, for the fact that more and more Muslimin are walking on the surface of the earth. But the condition of these Muslimin is something that we need to know about and something that we should work towards transformation. So these Hujjaj will be returning transformed, insha'Allah, if their Hajj is accepted. Inshallah, we have contacted, in fact, already. Our engineer has just given us the thumbs up to say that it is Haji Zunaid Kotwal that we are contacting today. Let's welcome our honorable guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Haji Zunaid, hope all is well on your side. Everything is going well. Where are you at the moment?
Alhamdulillah, everything going good. Hujjaj are happy, looking forward to tomorrow.
Alhamdulillah. At the moment, where are you people?
At the moment, we're in the buildings in Azizia, and tomorrow, inshallah, after Fajr, Sahub will facilitate our movement to Mina.
Okay, inshallah. And with all the facilities that are available, the apps that are, is this really helping the elderly Hujjaj, and is it facilitating compared to other years?
Shukran Alhamdulillah, as Khidmat Awam, we've developed an app which we Musafir app, and Alhamdulillah, most of the Hujjaj are connected to it, and inshallah, it will work well. With this app, we can actually trace where Hujjaj, lost Hujjaj are. We can know when they've completed their felting and ready to go out of the Ihram.
Okay.
So the app is working.
And this is a question I didn't ask the previous Hujjaj whom we have phoned, and the Khadims as well, is that amongst the, what would you say is the youngest Haji from South Africa that is with you people?
I wouldn't know exactly who is the youngest, but what I can tell you is, alhamdulillah, this year we've got a younger set of hujjaj comparatively to the other years. So we've got younger people coming on Hajj now, which makes it very much easier. And alhamdulillah, it's good that our South African hujjaj are registering early and coming for Hajj at an early age.
Currently, are there any hujjaj around who want to share, want to speak to us, inshallah, and share with their moments with the listeners?
Unfortunately, I'm actually in the car driving on the Hajj ministry. We were there to pick up our Nusuf cards.
Okay.
So I'm not really Hajj at the moment.
Okay. One of the common questions that we ask is, what's, because the khadims are generally there from year to year. So compared to your previous years of Hajj, what's the differences? Any changes?
Actually, they being very strict on the card and that, and the security is very tight. In fact, we've been told that when we load the buses, they'll be putting a seal on to make sure to say there are no illegal, if you want to call that, death on the mashayikh. And as far as South is concerned, they've also issued us with their own beds to make a recognition of valid hujjajis.
Any other reports? Because there was a couple, they've returned already due to some kind of situation that they were in. We don't want to speak about that at this current juncture. But are there any other, I've heard reports of South Africans being in prisons, locked up. Is this true? Is this correct?
No, nothing that we know of. There's quite a few people coming on Jamila visas, but I think they've come the legal route through the embassy, and there are a few of us of them staying with us in the building. But unfortunately, they won't be able to join us in the Saudi concentration camps. They've got their own camp, I think it's camp number 206. So they will be on their own.
Okay. And the lessons from this Hajj 1445, which you can share with us up until now, we know tomorrow, inshallah, the Hujjaj, the future Hujjaj, we say, because they're still going to start. So they will be starting from Mina, heading towards Mina, in fact. Any lessons up until now you've seen, and the diversity of people, etc.?
Look, it's the only difference to previous Hujjaj is to say the age factor. They are younger lot and easier to work with. And alhamdulillah, we just make what say Allah will grant them and accept the life.
Ameen. We appreciate your time. Make dua for us as well.
Okay.
Inshallah. Right. Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik labbaik. So one can just imagine the feelings that is there, the emotions, everyone wanting to do things accordingly. And at the same time, you know your heart is rusted. You know what situation you are in. We are sitting here. And also we know our conditions, past, present, and we don't know about our future. But we can say that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned and gives us hope. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 222. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Surely Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who relentlessly repent. Even after they do good actions, they are turning to Allah Azza wa Jalla and they say, Ya Allah, we don't know if it's accepted, but we rely on your mercy. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. We learn it is Abu al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, which this theme of Hajj is based around, after they build the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, they recite this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. But we know we have to keep on turning. But this current situation that we are in, wherever we may be in the world, this sense of I'm a sinner, it's a good feeling as long as it's not backed by despondency. It's a good feeling as long as it's not backed, as long as it's not backed by despondency. As soon as the element of despondency is there, then we are heading for a dangerous place, location. With regards to this, Mulana Yunus Patel, rahimullah, gives his last advice in Medina Munawwara. Listen to this advice and how he's expressing, he feels, and he's saying how full of sin he is. This is what he's mentioning. This is part of humility. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعُهُ اللَّهِ. That person who lowers himself, not for people, لِلَّهِ, for the pleasure of Allah, Allah raises that person's status. So let's listen to the last piece of advice by Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel, rahimullah, in Medina Munawwara.
You must every day check, do I feel any changes in my heart? If you don't find any change, then you must think that there's something wrong with my engine. Something wrong with my engine. If all cars of a certain model run very well, but one car does not seem to be going well, then you'll say something wrong with the engine of that car. So there's something wrong with our engine. So we must make a lot of tawbah istighfar. I conclude today's program once again on one beautiful share, which is about istighfar and tawbah and dua. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afu karna. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afu karna. My beloved Allah, what else do I have except to present before you my sins and say that I'm ashamed, my Allah, of what I have done in my life? You have seen everything, you have witnessed everything. You could have destroyed me there and then, you could have seized me there and then. But you really love forgiveness, my beloved Allah. So therefore, mera har khata pe rona. The only thing that I have is my tears, my beloved Allah, which I shed before you in shame and in nadawat. And teri rahmato ka sadqa, you are so merciful, so merciful, so merciful. Teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afu karna. I see forgiveness of my sins. Then don't lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is very, very full.
That was the advice, the last piece of advice being given by Mulana Yunus Patel, rahimullah, in Medina Munawwara. Then remember, if you speak of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, tomorrow is the 8th, in the 8th of Dhul Hijjah in Makkah Mukarramah. And on the 9th, on Saturday, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, when all the Hujjaj will be at Arafat, there will be all of the those in charge, those in authority, and the Khadims, we will say, who will be changing the Kiswa of the Kaaba, Al-Musharrafa. So this takes place on Saturday, inshallah. So we spoke about this, the length, the breadth of the Kiswa. There's a beautiful book that Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh had given me. Alhamdulillah, it is called Kiswatul Kaaba. It is the Kiswa of the Kaaba, the cloth of the Kaaba, Al-Musharrafa. Going from Hazrat Ibrahim, Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, coming down right until recently. So the history, it goes way beyond which we can imagine. And of course, when you look at all of this, you look at the reports, many have said Ismail alayhi salam was the first. Ismail alayhi salam was one of the first few to put the kiswa. And this continued through the times of Khulafa'i Rashideen, and then up until recently, I think it was the 1920s or such, the Egyptians used to make the kiswa and they used to send it to Saudi Arabia. Then with the Saudi regime, they said, no, we must have a place here in Saudi Arabia, a factory which produces the Kaaba, the kiswa of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. So that's when they developed and they built the factory in Saudi Arabia, which exists till today. So this will be taking place on Saturday, while all the Hujjaj will be at Arafat. The kiswa will be changed. How don't we wish that we just get one piece from that kiswa with Allah Azawajal's name on it and that beautiful fragrance on it. So this is something that will be taking place on Saturday. We now go on to the experience and the Hajj journey, but it is mentioned in this nazm form.
मुझे फुरकात में रह कर फिर वो मक्का याद आता है वो जमजम याद आता है वो काबा याद आता है पहन कर सिर्फ दो कपड़े मेरा वो चीखते फिरना वो कोशिश याद आती है वो नारा याद आता है जहाँ जाकर मैं सर रखता जहाँ मैं हाथ फैलाता वो चौखट याद आती है वो पर्दा याद आता है कभी वो दौड़ कर चलना कभी रुक रुक के रह जाना वो चलना याद आता है वो नक्शा याद आता है कभी महशत में आकर फिर सफा पर जाके चढ़ जाना वो मसवा याद आता है वो मरवा याद आता है कभी चक्कर लगाना हाजियों की सफों में लड़ भड़ कर वो धक्के याद आते हैं वो झगड़ा याद आता है कभी फिर से हंस कर देखना काबे को हसरत से वो हसरत याद आती है वो काबा याद आता है कभी जाना मिला तो कभी मैदान अरफा को वो मजमा याद आता है वो सहरा याद आता है वो पत्थर मारना शैतान को तकबीर पढ़ पढ़ कर वो गौरा याद आता है वो सौदा याद आता है मीना में लौट कर कुर्बान करना मेरा दुंबे को वो सुन्नत याद आती है वो फिदिया याद आता है मीना से सर मुंडा कर दौड़ जाना मेरा काबे को वो ज़ियारत याद आती है वो जाना याद आता है मीना मेरे के रातों में दुआएं मांगना मेरा वो नाले याद आते हैं वो गिरिया याद आता है वो रुखसत हो के मेरा देखना काबे को मुड़ मुड़ कर वो मंजर याद आता है वो जलवा याद आता है मुझे फुरकात में रह कर फिर वो मक्का याद आता है वो जमजम याद आता है वो काबा याद आता है.
The translation of this is beautiful. If you want it, we can send it to you with the translation. Just send us a message 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. If you're in a foreign country, +27-81-786-3132. So +27-84-786-3132. And for those, we know there's many elderly listeners. So for you, we'll just do it for you now. When I'm alone again, I keep thinking about Makkah Mukarrama. I can still taste the freshness of the Zamzam. I'm totally in remembrance about the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, wearing only two pieces of cloth. I recall how I ran praying, remembering those clothes. I keep thinking about the way I performed those prayers. I reflect upon the places in which I performed sajda. I relive those moments when I made dua. Looking back at the doorstep of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, I imagine that curtain covering the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. Sometimes I would walk swiftly. Sometimes I would pause. I would stop. I think about the wonderful walks. And I'm mesmerized by the effulgence of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. Sometimes I'm in divine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would climb Mount Safa. I recollect the climb of Safa. And then the climb of Marwa. Sometimes I would perform tawaf of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. While struggling for space with the other pilgrims, Hujjaj, I remember the pushing of the other pilgrims and the tussle I had with them. How I would then step aside and look at the Kaaba al-Musharrafa with yearning. I'm reviving the memory of longing. Longing, looking back at the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. Casting my mind back to Mina and then to Arafat. Taking in all those congregations. Reliving those steps in the deserts. Daydreaming about stoning the Jamarat while saying the Takbir, as well as reflecting over the chaos in the marketplaces. After returning from Mina, I remember performing the Qurbani.
Wo sunnat yaad aati hai,
and practicing all those sunnahs. I recall the charity I would give after shaving my head in Mina. How I would rush to the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, savoring those sacred visits and going to those places. Cherishing those nights in Mina, treasuring those special minutes praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the manner I would weep and cry. So this is the, if you want it, we can send it to you, 084-786-3132. Remember, our program is going to start at 11 o'clock, inshallah, just shortly after that, after the news. Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'a, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. We'll be speaking about Qurbani, as we've spoken quite a bit on Hajj and the different aspects, inshallah. So just before we leave you, we just look at one verse. Here's a question. Let's see how many people can answer the question. The word Hajj, how many times is it mentioned in the Quran Majeed? The word Hajj, how many times is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif? And then we will look at this verse and then we will wrap up this program, inshallah. So how many times is the word Hajj mentioned in the Quran Majeed? And the number to dial is 084-786-3132.
वो जमजम याद आता है, वो काबा याद आता है. So we're waiting for more responses. How many times is the word Hajj mentioned in the Quran Majeed? So let's go to the verse and after this we will then wrap up the program, inshallah. So we'll wait for more responses. If you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam in this verse, Maqam Ibrahim. But before that, مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا. And when we made the house a sacred resort for men and a place of peace, مَثَابَة. What's the meaning of مَثَابَة? مَثَابَة is from the word, the root word, ثَبَا. This signifies to come back. So thus, it denotes a place which one returns over and over again. This shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a position of privilege to the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. It's placed, it's ingrained in our hearts. It shall always remain a place where people will assemble from the four corners of the world. You know, and you are desiring to go there, even though you've been maybe so many times before. Ask Mufti A.K. Saab how many times he would still like to return, even though he's been so many times. That is it, the heart constantly yearns to go back, constantly wishes to go back. Imam al-Qurtubi reports, and he's the great commentator, and he says about a greater commentator, and that is Mujahid, rahimullah, to have said that one never has enough of visiting the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, but comes back every time with a great longing to return and to see it again. Other scholars have remarked that one of the signs of Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, having been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one's return, one should find in one's heart a greater desire to present oneself to the Kaaba, to the Baytullah, once more. This is born out of by the experience of those who had the good fortune to be there each visit, instead of just slaking the thirst. Rather, it increases it. It increases it. So this is Mathaba. Allah has made this. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says further in the verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And this is where we derive that you must perform salah after the tawaf. Preferably best sunnah is behind the maqam Ibrahim. To perform the two rakats of salah after tawaf is wajib. But to perform it behind the maqam Ibrahim, this is sunnah. If you don't get place with due to the crowds anywhere, it's permissible. But the sunnah, to strive to perform it anywhere behind the maqam Ibrahim, with it in your precincts. Then Allah Azza wa Jal gives this, mentions this, وَأَحِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. You know, often we, due to our weaknesses, Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to reform. But we have this great deal of, I don't know if it's a lack of understanding. What is it? Is it racism, discrimination? But we feel those who clean the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, we take them to be very inferior, which is a great wrong on our behalf. They are doing a great service. The service goes back to who? Look what Allah Azza wa Jal's instruction, direction to the leader, to the father of prophets, Abu al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, and son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam. وَأَحِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. We have directed Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have granted direction to Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. That they should purify my house. Allah is speaking. They should purify my house. Who? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, for those who are going to make tawaf, for those who are going to make i'tikaf, for those who are going to perform salah, they're going to go into sujood, ruku. This purification, external, just the way externally, internal purification too. So externally from dirt, you haven't seen a place that gets cleaned so beautifully, so swiftly, as the Haram Sharif, Masjidul Haram. You see how they clean Masjidul Haram. You stunned with wonder. And those people, and haven't just because they were looking for a job, some of them have left their luxurious lifestyles to come and say, we want to become the Khadim of the Haramain. Some in Medina Munawwara also. It's an honor. Under this verse, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah, who is the Grand Mufti once upon a time in Pakistan, he mentions here, Baytiya, also included in this is all the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. Each and every house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although specific command is given here, but from this the lesson is, every single masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be purified. Externally, internally, both. So what an honor to those who we feel they are so inferior. That is because there's something wrong with this heart. That's what's wrong. What a great service they are doing for the believers. You, O Ummati, O Musalli, when you go to the masjid, you see one piece of paper. Be it at the door, be it on the musalla. Ya Allah, this is your home. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 32. Picking up one piece of paper, cleanse, doing what you can, because why? You have that honor, you are honoring the sanctity of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. I asked you that question, how many times does the word Hajj come in the Quran Majid? Some have mentioned 27 times. Others have mentioned other numbers. But let's see, there's just one more. Yeah, I just want to go into this message. Is it 78? Is it 78? No. The number of times the word Hajj comes in the Quran Majid is 12 times. 12 times in 8 verses. So, what does it mean 12 times in 8 verses? Sometimes in one verse it comes twice, like this. So this is the meaning. It is 12 times in 8 verses. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for trying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and take us for Hajj, inshallah. Remember the dua that we make for the Hujjaj. Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj. O Allah, forgive the Hajj, the Hujjaj. Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj. وَلِمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الْحَاجِ. And for who the Hujjaj have sought forgiveness upon. That is why we urge, of course, they are busy doing different things now. We don't expect them to be listening. But you'll be surprised sometimes. Once I had mentioned to you, my mother was in Palestine and she was visiting and someone there was listening to a program of Markaz Sahaba. And then she heard and she said, but this is my son on air. And she couldn't understand how at Palestine. So you never know. So we urge you, O Hujjaj, if you are listening, that make dua for us. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is the dua. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Our Honorable Ustad, look at this now. This is his personal preference. I once, Mufti Alauddin Sabt Ahmad Barakat, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away. We were the last batch, I think, to receive the one is you get sunnah, the certificate. But the actual practice, that's what we're supposed to be yearning for and emulating. So once I asked him, I said, please make dua for me, special dua, you know, khas dua. He shouted at me, he said, what do you mean khas dua? He said in Urdu, I'm just translating. What do you mean khas dua? I don't even make special dua for my siblings. There's adl, there's justice. Every brother I make the same dua. So amongst my students too, it's like that. So that was Mufti Alauddin Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. And once we asked him, I'll just share with you this, and this is our objective of our lives. Once I asked him, that how do we become the accepted slave of Allah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, he pointed towards his heart and he said, يَدِلْكَ تَعَلُّكَ. This is connected to the heart. This heart wants it, you will get there. And then this is backed by hadith. So if you see Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi in his chapter Babu Sidq, the chapter on truthfulness, then you'll find this hadith there. He was an encyclopedia. So under this chapter, he put this hadith. Man sa'ala Allah ta'ala shahada bi sidqin. Whoever asks Allah Azza wa Jal for shahada, for martyrdom, bi sidqin. This is reference to the name of the chapter. With truthfulness. بَلَّغَهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَىٰ. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him, will raise him to that status of the shuhada, وَإِن مَاتَ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ, even though he passes away on his bed. So from this we deduce the importance of intention. He passed away on his bed, but due to his intention, truthfulness of his intention, he gets the rewards of martyrdom. Likewise, similarly, apply it here. You want to become the friend of Allah. So there, it starts with the heart. And what's the perks, benefits? Then you turn to Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 62. Allah, listen, inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun. The friends of Allah, surely the friends of Allah, there's no grief, there's no pain upon them. They go through difficulties, but their yearning is for Allah's pleasure, so they don't feel the effects of those difficulties. You know Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam placed in the fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, Ya Naru, kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are the friends, the exquisite, these are the height of the you don't get more than this, Anbiya alayhi salam. So yeah, the whole theme is surrounding Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when he's put into that fire, outwardly fire burns, but he's put into that moment of peace. Can we fathom, understand? No. Same, likewise, the friends of Allah, they experience so many difficulties, sickness, but they don't feel the pain because their concern is with Allah Azza wa Jal, and the concern is Akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.